All summer long, we've been asking actors, writers, and directors about the films that they could watch over and over again a million times, including this one from an Academy Award winner.
Hi, I'm Mira Sorvino. I'm an actress, and the movie I've seen a million times is On the Waterfront, directed by Elia Kazan, starring Marlon Brando, Carl Malden, Eva Marie Saint, and Rod Steiger. That was my first introduction to Brando. So that was kind of a revelation for me.
Listen, down here, it's every man for himself. He's keeping alive.
He's toying with the audience a little bit. He's toying with the camera. He's very much aware that he is all that, and he's kind of giving you this rakish charm, which it's a delight to watch because he's just so good and because he's so charismatic.
You don't remember me, do you?
Remember you the first moment I saw you.
Right in the nose, huh?
I think I wanted to be like Eva Marie Saint. I think I wanted to look like her. I think I wanted to be kissed like he kissed her.
Petey, you love me. I want you
to say I didn't love you. I said stay away from me.
I want you to say
stay away from me.
In the beginning of the film, we're introduced to Terry Molloy, who's Brando's character, who's this former boxer. And he's calling up to a windowsill. He's got a pigeon in his hand. And he's telling this boy, Joey, that he found one of his pigeons.
Yeah, he flew into my coop. You want him?
And what we find out is that this local mobster, Johnny Friendly, has his henchmen up on the roof. And Terry Molloy, Brando, thinks that they're just going to rough the kid up because he was going to talk to the Waterfront Crime Commission and maybe rat out Johnny Friendly's illegal tactics with the longshoremen. But actually, they throw him off the roof. And this sets up the entire film, which is about the conflict between the abuses to the longshoremen who work the docks, which are being visited upon them by the mob, run by Johnny Friendly, and Brando's brother, played by Rod Steiger.
Before we get the
listen to me, Terry. Take the job. Just take it. No questions, take it.
That scene in the car, you know, the I could have been somebody.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
I'm getting chills just thinking about it right now because it's such a powerful scene.
Instead of a bum, which is what I am, let's face it.
When Rod Steiger's character lets him out of the car, he's basically signing his own death warrant. But it's just an amazing moment. You know, I think all of us in life are constantly, you know, at different points in our lives confronted with situations where we have to make choices which define us. And, you know, that you have to remain a morally upstanding person, otherwise what do you have?
You hear that? I'm glad what I done.
My favorite scene, I don't know, I think the ending is so incredibly powerful. Like he gets beaten terribly and sort of left for dead on the docks, but then he has to take this walk because basically the, you know, all the dock workers say they'll only go to work if Terry goes.
How about Terry? He don't work, we don't work. Work! He can't even walk!
And so he's half dead, but he has to take this stumbling walk up from where the mob's office is back onto the dock and into the warehouse. And it's just this incredible walk of, you know, man's struggle to resist and to fight back, you know, against the powers that be.
Me on my feet. Come on.
It's just so heroic that I think it's hard to beat that.
That's actress Mira Sorvino talking about the movie that she could watch a million times, On the Waterfront. Her new film, Union Square, opened in theaters this weekend.